and I know it's gonna be a lovely
Weather's right there. Amazing music. It's a beautiful Monday, and we're hoping it will be a lovely day as well. Welcome to What's Up Lagos! How are you doing out there? Hope that you're having a good day. I hope you woke up on a very bright side. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And I'm Collins Teke. I'm not alone. Well, you heard the voice of the angel right there. But guys, we do you know it didn't dawn on me until this morning that is the 1st of March. Like, February just ended abruptly.
Yes, happy new month. Happy new month to everyone listening at the moment.
Happy new month to you. Welcome. Welcome indeed. New month. I hope that's going to be a lovely day. And we are going to have fun on the radio. That's what we're here, most importantly. How was February for you? How did it go? Was it fun? Was it a great... Would you look back and say, wow, what a month? What comes to your mind first when you think about the month that just went? For me, it was a month I discovered the true colors of a number of things that have been around me. You know, when you have something in your house, you never really got to know that this is a color. I'm using the house, for example, not necessarily the house. You now found out that is this a color? And it happens even to human beings. So this month was a month of revelation, the month of really knowing who is who in my life, in my experience, my daily experience. And it was a month. You know, even like me, I say, clear eye, see, you know, they see where, see. Collins, how come? Exactly for me. So I would be very grateful to God indeed for that month of February and everything that it brought our way, with all the blessings, with all the love and everything we experienced. And on that note, I say, man, thank you to everyone who contributed positively to our lives, of course, in the month of February. If we look back for you, Andrea, what comes to mind in the month of February? What does it tell you?
Nothing really.
Nothing, totally.
Nothing. February for me was just a normal month. Nothing extra apart from Zane's birthday, but nothing exceptional.
Okay.
Just the regular. But you said your eyes were open to...
Yeah. You want
things.
Probe?
Let us know the things that
it's not
your
you, it's
eyes
not you.
Were open.
It is
not. I'm not saying it is me, but I'm not aware of what your eyes were open to.
So
it would be nice if you would love to share.
Yeah, we share. Now, have you ever felt used in your life ever? Like, you after a long time, you just find out that, man, I be this person, they use me. You know that kind of thing?
I think I get it now.
Oh, you get it?
I get it.
Okay. Yeah, that's the kind of feeling I had. I initially got mad. I got so angry. And then I beat myself throughout February in such a way that I was like, up till now, as I'm saying, the thing they bite me about.
Do it for the love of God.
I had to let it go. I said, you know what?
Yeah, for the love of God.
I said, I'm Collins. Take care. The same guy who used to be homeless in the streets of Lagos. I literally, you know, when they talk about Makoko, I just shout. I don't say laugh. Don't say the good there. They do many. I just say laugh. I remember when that was the only place I could go to have my bath, because there was nowhere else. Or if I had to, you know, I could not even pay for any public, you know, in Lagos, you could pay to have your bath in public space. No, I had friends who live in Makoko, I had to go. I remember how that we used to share like 25 naira. We'll buy puff puff and share it, myself and all my other friends. In this same Lagos, this wasn't many years ago. So when I remember all those things, I'm just like, is it now somebody who now think that they can, you know, you think you can use and just, no, I'm way bigger than that. There's a story deeper. It's way. And I know when people are using me, I will know. Mark of free, go ahead, do it. Let me tell you what happened. The fear of what happened to those who actually use me, whether they know or not, is that I have seen over the years such people come back in different ways, not only to beg, come back to realization and start calling and say, I don't know, I offended you. you know, I offended you. And usually it's after they have suffered so many things, because you do not step on someone who's anointed or blessed. You don't do that.
It's okay.
You know,
it's okay.
When you do it,
okay. Before you turn to something else, it's
because
okay.
Because somebody might be facing the same thing.
It's okay.
It's okay, Abby.
It's okay.
Anyways, guys, so that was what February exposed to me, you know, cleared my doubts. Mm-hmm. So many doubts that I had, it cleared them. And I've seen many people like that in my life. So this is just one of them. So there's really no
it's
case.
It's okay. Yeah. Before you start sounding very petty. It's okay. It's okay. Right. But how have you been, though?
Man, this morning was one tough money.
Yes.
Had so many arguments with my... I mean, I was so angry with my wife this morning.
I was angry with you, too.
Okay, you're the one.
No. No.
You're angry with me, too. Anyway, let's leave that. Well, I was angry because, you know... by the way, for those of you who always think that, they're perfect, there's really no perfect situation. What happens is that things never degenerate into something that cannot be handled. And that's where I think a lot of people need to work. Once they're two human beings, two ideologies, two backgrounds, different stories, there's got to be conflicts. There's got to be differences. And then once you allow the devil to, you know, even when you are on the same page, somehow it comes in. I think I've taken enough. How about you?
Well, I mean, you said a little bit of it. I'm still very pissed.
Okay.
Lagos, Nigeria. Mm-hmm. I'm still very pissed. I'm sure that you'll be asking what exactly went down. Uh-huh. You want to
was
know?
Was he in the other room?
But really, though, I will tell you sincerely, still not happy. The risk you had me go through this morning,
okay.
I want to beg you, please, let it not repeat itself again.
But you've moved.
Excuse me? You said what?
You've moved.
Move where?
Move your move.
Hello?
My move.
What do you mean by that?
The move can be separated.
What move can be separated?
You move,
I don't
move,
get
move.
It. No. No, I don't work like that.
Okay. So, guys, let me explain this. So, today
don't
was...
Don't explain anything.
I'll explain it.
Not explain anything. No.
I should not explain what?
Don't explain,
I will explain
anything.
It. By
Nothing.
The way, how are the roads this morning? It looked as if the traffic this morning was much more than the regular.
That's not true.
That one's not... Yes? Somebody's saying yes.
Oh, my God. I don't believe so. What
that
area? Are you
truth.
Coming from the mainland or the island?
From Obalinde side. So, a blend of... You are saying it's not true. Have you been to the whole of Lagos this morning?
I've not been to the whole of Lagos this morning.
But there was traffic on our route.
Yes.
Major traffic throughout.
Yes. But it's not as much as what we have experienced.
In the past?
Yes. It was.
I don't think so.
Okay, if you say so.
Today's onwards a bit more. Okay.
Lagos,
yeah,
we want to hear from you, right? So that it won't look like we're the ones just arguing on our end. Please, let's hear from you. How is the traffic situation in your area?
Uh-huh.
Leaving your house this morning, was it tough? Was it, you know, extreme? Was it more than the normal, like what you would normally experience on a daily basis? Was something different this morning? Please do let us know. What's up, Lagos? Mm. And straight to Family Talk this morning, we have something very interesting we want to share.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it starts from the little misunderstanding. It starts from the conflict. It starts from just like what Colin says. When two different human beings agree to come together to live under the same roof, we cannot avoid conflict. We cannot avoid misunderstanding. We cannot avoid arguments. Because definitely, one person will say, I am like this. The other person is like this.
Mm-hmm.
Each person likes this. This person does not like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it can grow. And just like he said, if you're not paying attention to it, if one person or two of you are not ready to learn, it could degenerate.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out that in that relationship, the love that you are having for your partner begins to fizzle.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Fizzle?
Yes. You know, it begins to... It's not like the love is not there. It's not like you don't love your partner.
Mm.
But you're not showing it as much because you have built up resentment towards your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember a friend of mine telling me that, you know, we're having this understanding or this argument. I wouldn't necessarily call it an argument, but we're having this conversation. And I put it out there that, you know, people say that love is not enough in marriage. day advice. I mean, it is a common saying. People say that a lot. And I'm sure that if I tell you my stance on that, you'll be like, Andrea, what are you saying? You might not agree with me, and I don't care. I don't really care. But I'm saying that love in a marriage is enough. Now, it depends on your understanding of what love is. For me, love is unconditional. Yeah. Regardless of what would happen in that marriage, I have chosen to love you. I know that you will have habits that will irritate me. I know that you will have your own mindset towards things. I know you will want to do things your own way, but that does not stop me from loving you. Now, when this understanding is not in the forefront of a marriage, there's a tendency for the love in that marriage to deteriorate.
So, do people fall out of love? Does love die? Is that what they say when they say love dies? Is that what you're describing by it deteriorating?
Love dies?
Does it die?
I don't know. I don't want to believe that love dies.
Guys,
should I be asking you that?
Love,
does love die?
Sincerely, if I say I know the answer, that means I've lied.
Does love die?
Whether it does die.
Does love actually die?
Okay, if I say love does not die now, so what happens when people used to love themselves before, and now it's as if they are enemies?
In that marriage.
In marriage, relationship.
It happens.
So some people, they would describe that as
love don't die,
it's not there again, there's nothing. So, but saying that love doesn't die, I'm sure a lot of people will be like, okay, if it doesn't die, so
I'm not saying
what's
it
happening?
Dies or it does not die.
Okay.
Like you said, if you told the answer, you know.
It could be like, anyways. So that's like giving the listener the entire idea of this conversation. And our focus on this one would have to do with how this goes on its multiply effect. So when, you know, they say love dies, or when there's resentment, the absence of love in a relationship or in a marriage, that how that's, you know, that affects the little ones, the children.
Yeah.
And that's where we're driving the conversation to today.
It's a whole new ball game, a different ball game entirely when there are children in the mix. It's tough. It's a different ball game entirely, especially the first year of you having your first child. Was it easy for us?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. At some point, I thought, you know, by the way, Seth, that's an opportunity. I swear, I won't lie. Okay, today we're going to share like two things that I made up my mind. I'll ask her if she wants to share. Me, I'll share my own. She wants to share her own. One thing she's done to me that I say she's never tried again.
Okay.
That she said she's not did again. I said it once.
What is that?
You slapped me now.
No. That was a different situation.
I know.
That's a different situation. Stop it. That's a different situation.
You lied to me, but you don't lie to me.
That was a different situation.
All right, but it's okay. I was at fault.
I felt hurt, yeah.
Yeah, I was at fault.
And I just acted.
But I've also said I've said many things that are bad. So when I vex, I can talk anyhow.
Yes, so thank God you.
You know, that day I just said, Pasta! I said, bah! I use that word, bah! With anger. I know the pain that she warned me, say, never in your life say that again. And I think those two things I made up my mind that no matter how angry I am, most times I get angry and then I want to let it out, but I hold it because I have made up my mind that I would not.
Thank God you've grown.
What do you mean?
You've grown, yes. We have both grown. It wasn't like this the first year of marriage.
Yeah.
Things weren't this smooth.
Yeah, no, we'll do
fine. And I mean, another thing I wanted to mention was challenges, right? That
they bring out
the worst, right? And sometimes if you don't exactly know how to manage it, you just feel like, I don't want to love this person anymore. I don't want to express my love. You don't just feel like it because you are probably weighed down by the things you're seeing, the challenges, the ups and downs going on. And, you know, one person is not exactly strong enough to carry it, and the other person is not seeming to also help or, you know, do it together. So, you know, most times it drops the love. So we're asking, I mean, that's what we'll be asking today on the Family Talk. It's actually a very sensitive conversation.
Yep.
I want to hear from you. Does love really die? And when there is the absence of affection, of love in a family, how do you think it affects the children? Are you experiencing some kind of resentment towards your partner and you feel deep down inside your heart the love is no longer there? How are you going about it? So share with us today.
Absolutely. This will be our conversation on the Family Talk. But you know, it's a culture that every day we find out how you're doing from wherever you are. We ask you to give us a report of what's happening in your neighborhood. So don't forget that also. And in this talk, let me just let you know what we try to find out. I mean, get out of this conversation so that you do not be guided wrongly. You know, go and bring the matter and turn it upside down. You understand? We try to x-ray the importance of love between couples in the family. And also do an examining of how children will view life, love, and marriage.
Also, we would highlight the mental psychological effect. Yes, the psychological effect and emotional effect that children would experience or experience when they're in a family that is devoid of love.
We try to highlight, you know, that before... Anyway, we'll highlight some of the solutions as we go into the matter. But that's pretty much what the conversation will be like. Lagos, Nigeria, welcome to this fun time on radio with Techers. And we mentioned the names already. So apologies, huh? Apologies for...
Don't just put me through the risk you put me through this morning.
This one, yeah.
Yes.
So, guys, we should I tell them what the risk was?
I don't know. If you want to put yourself under the bus, good.
So there was traffic. There was traffic.
I'm not there.
So I saw a quickly control out of two of my bike guys. So yeah, that's in this traffic. No, if we walk, we abandon moto, we fly back, we reach one level. I won't lie. One way was involved. And, you know, it was very risky. Even though it was a short time, but it was very risky. We did all this just so we can get here in time. That's how we're asking Lagos, what is the situation like? Is that what happened to you too? You know, are you fighting already because you cannot meet up with time? This one is not bathroom. It's not that, but it's just Lagos happened. And talking about Lagos happening, sometimes the frustration on the streets of Lagos are enough to break homes and marriages. These frustrations are enough to destroy relationships.
I agree with you.
And that's a fact. So guys, understand that we are not in a normal society. Before you vex, is that how your mates do? Is that what's happening all around? We're not in a normal place, ah. You might need to do extra. 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call.
All right, drop your WhatsApp message. 08-0959-7-5805. I'll take that again. 08-0959-7-5805.
Let's go across Lagos now. If you are a lady, hello, ladies. You can call the only lady line, only ladies line, or a girl only line.
01-465-7190. If you're a female, do call us in 01-465-7190.
First is Akigwe from Festac.
Hello, Bidane. What's up?
What's up?
Yes.
The land of excellence.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome.
The headquarters of Odudua.
Great to have you on the show this morning. How are you feeling? Yes.
Yeah, well, it's good. Okay, let me just go on with the topic.
All right.
Go ahead.
Love never dies. As long as God is alive, God is love.
Yeah.
He has extended his love to us. But there are principles of love. Do you know that this earth has principle of love?
Okay. Tell us.
Yeah, one of the principles is the water.
Okay.
The second one is the light. The third one is the vegetation.
All right.
Once any of this one is out of the way, the love is gone. But God gave his love to sustain it forever.
All right. Made your point. Straight to the point.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. We'll go on a short break this moment. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. To stay with us.
Welcome back. It's 10:29 already. Time flies. 10:30 now. We are on our main conversation here on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Some say Techhead in Meiji. She's Andrea Oduobi.
And here's Collins.
Take care. Welcome back to our talk.
Okay, love. We've told you before that we want to x-ray the importance of love between couples and families. We've also going to examine how these children You know, when there's children in the mix, it's a different story entirely. So we want to know how it affects children, their psychologically, emotionally. How does this affect them? When the elephants are fighting, they say,
the grass could suffer.
The grass. Then they suffer and pass.
Meanwhile, that grass and they chop to survival.
Exactly.
And we should give them power with that. No, that's a part of the proverb that they didn't add.
Mm.
You know, they use that same grass when they eat to give the energy. And they're fighting, that's the person suffering. It's always like that.
Yeah, it is. We've had stories of couples who come out to tell the world that they didn't love each other anymore. They don't love each other anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And will like to go their separate ways. These are couples who've stayed together for many years. They've loved themselves. They've seen themselves, you know, their insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
They've shared love together.
Mm-hmm.
They've done everything together. And they wake up one morning and they say, I don't love this person anymore. You're looking at his face or looking at her face and you're disgusted. You're irritated. Why? Why do people fall out of love? Do people actually fall out of love?
Big questions, man. All those questions. I'm sure Lagos, with its 20 million people, one or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or 10 will call and try to answer that question, really. It is a tough one. Because when you hear people say, I used to love him before, what happened in between?
What happened?
Is it always that there's someone else? Could it be that? Or could it be just the little things you don't pay attention to? Now, you see, because of this, I would like to hear from you, as we would like to know if you have ever experienced this, or if you have someone that has experienced it, you call the lines and share with us. We have a number of questions. One, what can make you fall out of love with your partner? Do people fall out of love? Now, if you feel that you're falling out of love, will you go your separate ways or stay together? For maybe your child's sake, or for, you know, for peace sake, or for making things work sake.
Yeah, there are people who have decided to stay and try to make it work, maybe because of their children,
mm-hmm.
or just because they refuse to have that divorcee at the back of their names, or, you know, some people are like that.
The shame.
The shame, exactly. I don't want to, you know, separate because of this.
Mm.
What exactly is your reason for staying back if you think that you're falling out of love? Then if you have fallen out of love, why exactly did you fall out of love?
Do you know why?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big question, because sometimes people do it without knowing why. You just say, I'm not just feeling us. Now, on my way home on Friday, you know, I had a conversation with the cab guy, the chauffeur that took me, to where I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened up to me, he said, he's going through a tough thing in his marriage. A young gentleman, I mean, maybe younger than me or maybe age mates, I doubt about. He said, in fact, his love is not just there. See, before, you know, being together for 8 years, they had a relationship, they were growing, everything was fine. And then, you know, all of a sudden things went wrong. And I asked him, how did 2020, he said, what year? I said, 2020 was a year that happened. I said, well, how was it for you financially? Were you buying? He said, it was tough for. My wife works, and then we have issues with house chores to meet up. And I was like, he said, the thing is just irritating. We don't pray anymore in the morning, you know, things like that. You know, I can relate to that because that has happened to us before.
That's right.
That we had no opportunity. I don't want to see her. If I wake up like, if I don't do like, if I give you a hand, you know, I'm like, as fine as these babies, as
like,
fine
I don't
as
see.
This.
Like, please just excuse me.
You know,
stay I don't want to say,
excuse
business.
Me. It became spiritual. Yes.
Mm.
It became spiritual until we start, I'm telling you, until we start praying and then, you know, start addressing little things.
But how did you talk to, what did you tell him?
What
did
I
you
told, tell him? What I told cap? Him was, I asked him those questions and I'll say yes, because I know, I could not be canceled and I could not be canceled.
What did you tell him?
I told him that, I asked him, I said, look, it could be the little things that you do not pay attention to. What you think is what is causing the problem may not be. And what could be causing the problem could be the little things. How do you talk to her? How do you address things when she gets you angry? Is that, how do you say it? Do you go in when she's angry? Is that when you go to... He said, I won't lie, oh. He said, for example, and I'll give a typical example. I said, okay, let me use this typical example. You know this song?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
You see, that sound is annoying to everybody. Even me, if you do it to me, I'll slap you. So, something. You know when you're, you know, doing something in your ear, try to
you'll
clear
say
your
snoring
ear.
Yeah. Or snoring.
Snoring or or make, that's some funny sounds that people make.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way some people feel whenever you come to talk to them the same way you get to talk to them. They feel irritated even more. When you get to them and be like, me now, if you, there's a way, there are things I don't like, you bring to talk to me with that way, I'll be angry. And then it feels more and more. The guy's saying, true. Say, actually, this is the way I speak to her and all that. So it just dawned on me that it could be that little, as little as that is.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the reason they are falling out of love. Because they didn't address it, it degenerated into them talking to them anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
They start insulting themselves. And then before you know it, it gets to a big problem. It turns a big problem.
Yeah.
I'm sure, there's a time you're pregnant. I remember at that time you were pregnant, heavily pregnant. We separated on the road like you go left, I went right. You remember? Like you went, yes.
Yes.
I said, I mean, how many times have
we been walking together? And we were arguing. I mean, people around us didn't know we were arguing.
Yeah.
But we were...
Nice argument.
Oh,
like,
my God. I can't believe this. I'm saying this in public.
Just
so, we were both walking together, but we're arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people around us knew we're arguing. They thought we're just talking. But we're arguing. It got to a point
should
where...
Should have been dropping it.
He couldn't handle the you know... The sharp mouth and I was dry. He had to cross over to the other road.
I don't cross move over.
I followed him. We walked together. We're together. We're going to... you will hear me. You don't want to, you will hear my talk. We will go home together. The talk will continue.
Hi. How frustrating that.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, those things happen so that we can understand how to deal with them. Some people, they give up at that point. They just give up from there. They're just like...
I can't bear it. I can't deal.
I said it that dinner. I know. So guys, enough of all these stories. Let's hear from you what you make of this and how and this can affect. I think one of the things that helped us was the fact that as soon as the son came, my child came, it was different because we now started being conscious.
Yeah.
This boy must not see this and that too.
Yeah.
Naturally, he adjusted us. But if you've gotten to a point where you don't send your children anyhow, you can say anything anyhow, I think that's dangerous, huh?
It is dangerous.
Well, let's hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. We just take calls and messages for those who are viewing us live on Facebook. We check the messages too and have you read your comments as you proceed in the show this wonderful morning.
You can drop your message on WhatsApp 0809-597-5805.
That's it. Could take that again.
0809-597-5805. We have a few messages already. Do you want to pick calls?
Well, you can start with the messages. That's okay. I can see that Chinonye is on the line.
From Lekki.
Hi.
Let's speak Chinonye school.
Hello.
What's up, Lady?
What's up?
Lady.
Chess to life.
Chess to life. What's up?
I saw Sherry. I saw Joyce. I saw Sandra. Is it for Tilly? A haiku. I saw a haiku. I saw Nizu. I saw a gogo. I saw Chakamakamaku, Gugu, Chakamakamaku, I saw Chickadee. I saw Wala. Apa.
We're good. Your 1 minute is up. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you. Yon, your calls. You always call to sing that song.
Okay.
The impact of Nigerian info on her life. That's exactly what she's doing.
That's beautiful.
All right. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Wow.
Good morning.
Take the magic.
That's so.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have Chukwu Buka on the line from Shibolu.
Great
welcome.
To have you, Chukwu
Buka.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm.
Interesting, but I'll make my shot.
Okay.
All right.
Love do die.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Mine is this. Let's look at marriage. For example,
okay,
you are married to someone. The moment infidelity or cheating or whatever comes into it, be sure that love is bound to die.
Okay.
Because even if the man chooses to forget, I mean to forgive the woman, he lives with it. Not everyone will let go completely.
Okay.
What kind of love is that?
Sorry?
What kind of love is that?
That dies when someone does something wrong.
Not like, I mean, like my wife will cheat on me now.
Okay.
By having a extramarital affairs.
Okay.
And I get to know. Even if I forgive her, do you think it will go off me?
So you can't love somebody who has cheated on you before?
No.
Okay.
All right. That's it. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Kunle is also calling. Hi.
What's up, Lego?
Yes.
Yes!
Yes!
Cheers to life!
Cheers to life! I heard someone say wow in the background.
Wow! Wow-oostic! Wow!
That was my wife.
Wow!
Wow! How do you feel?
You know what, me they shout.
She said, yeah.
Oh, wait. God, let me talk.
No. She has to be there. She has to be there. Or where? She has to be there.
No. No, she doesn't have to be here.
No, she has to. Excuse me, what? She has to be there, please. If she wants to be there, please allow her to be there. I beg of you.
We want to talk to her.
We want
In
to
fact,
talk.
It's I want to talk to Kule.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, madam, babe, come.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Once we are.
Okay.
Good morning.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, woman, you be.
Good morning. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. How do you feel this morning? Ooh la la.
What went wrong?
Okay. Yeah, great.
Okay, so, go ahead. Tell us. Talk to us.
She wasn't listening.
Okay, that's fine. You can talk now. You can talk now.
You've spoken to her.
All right, don't worry. Let me just leave it like this first.
Oh.
I'll speak up tomorrow.
Oh, Kunle, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
God bless
right,
you. Have fun,
you.
Oh. No, I didn't like the way you say go, man. I said, no, you want to put us on there. That's like someone else should go up now. Yeah. Okay, something happened. Okay, great. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Chest to life, man.
Ojoro shouting. That's Ojoro shouting.
Naloki shouting.
Okay.
Nebuka de talk.
Nebuka de
talk. My brother.
Oh, happy new week. The best on radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, chest to life.
Chest to life. Let's talk, Ebuka.
Traffic, David, that one, another thing. But now, back to the matter. It's just like my 96 talk. I hear Lamu. Consistency matters because love is a consistent, conscious effort every day in our decision making.
Yeah.
Then that consistency, just like for God's part, He's very consistent in loving us. That's why this will never spoil. And now, us human beings, when it's going to happen, we withdraw our love. You get that person do person now. When I get experience, you know, they do me bad. And I just decided, make a day my J. And why would he say this? And for the couples, you see the same thing. When a husband is not more loving the wife, maybe the wife had done one or two things, or felt that he doesn't see that love in her again, he begins to withdraw those things you were doing before. You forgot your certain point. See, it will depreciate and it will affect the children. Children will be like, what is happening? You know, that is no more coming like before. And that's why couple, they need to define their relationship, where they are going. Like if there was Sunday, we were talking about this very relationship talk. The one guy said something that if you want to get into marriage, know you need a help. You are not just going there per se, one foot. Because if you don't need help, no need of you being married. You know that you need a help, somebody to come and help you in a particular place, maybe your weaknesses. So that help should be on your head.
Yes.
And when you recognize and realize it, you keep on to it. It will work. Like I live and there. What?
Thank you so much, Ebuka. Apologies for that.
Okay, we have to take a few WhatsApp messages.
All right.
And let's see. This is coming from... His name is Uncle... What?
Okay.
I'm not sure I got that. But I would skip and go to the next message. Let's see. This person here says, "What's up, Lagos? Love is like a car you buy. You wash it, you fuel it, change the oil, service the engine to maintain the car. Else it breaks down and wears off. Everything in life that has beginning equally
has an end.
Okay. But the way we handle those things can increase their longevity. So yes, I'm of the opinion that love dies."
All right. So until love dies.
Okay. Atiko Slimon says, "Listening straight from Zaria, Kaduna State. Good to have you here."
Thanks Atiku. For joining.
Yes, he says, "It's heartbreaking falling out of love with the love of your life.
Okay.
I feel overlook everything for marriage apart from cheating." Okay, so he's trying to say, just like what Chukwuebuka said the other time, if his partner cheats on him, he's not sure that he's still going to have the kind of love that he had initially with his partner. He's not sure he's going to still have that kind of love for her.
Wow, great. I hope we're streaming on Facebook. Hope we can take some messages on Facebook. We're not streaming.
Tunde
decided another stream. That's okay.
Edozie Ding Naji says, "What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Happy New Month to the amazing duo, Collins and Andrea Odwobi Teke." Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And he says, of a truth, love dies. But it takes a long time for it to happen. But consistent miss... nagging, infidelity, fighting etc. It can kill true love. Nice jobs, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you for that. And on Twitter, it's at NigeriaInfoFM. Don't forget that. The hashtag is, we have enough hashtags. There's Teke Dimeji, the Tekes. There's NigeriaInfoWL. And all. Let's squeeze in a call quickly here. I say this person has been calling. Hope it's a lady.
Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up?
Good morning, Teke.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good
We're
morning.
We're here with you.
Let's
go
talk.
Ahead. Yes. Love never dies, but at times, in a situation, you find yourself, you say, "Oh, God, let this love just go." In a situation, you know, the men, they will claim they are the only, they are the head. Mm-hmm. They will want things to happen on their own. Mm-hmm. Even though you give them advice that this thing is not good in this way, let's do it in this way that you favor us, they will say no. As along the line, the things fell back. Mm-hmm. They will start blaming the woman. Say, you are there. Why can't you make your own opinion? Mm-hmm. And you will look. Say, I've told you this one. I did this. But you did not listen. In that particular, you will feel hot.
Yeah.
As if, let me just go. Mm-hmm. Like what happened last week. I called my people and said, I cannot continue.
Wow.
It's my friend that just calmed me down. He said, cool down. Mm. It's not going to happen. Just cool down. Just follow things the way it is. I thank God when I go back. Even my son did not know what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because, what is going on now? Are you not sleeping together?
Wow.
I said, no. I said, we are sleeping together. Don't worry. I'll put the boy at the center. Maybe when the boy sleep off, I will just stand up and go to the parlor. Because I was hot.
Wow. So you're...
I was really hot.
So, I can imagine. How long have you been married? How long have you been together with your husband?
5 years now.
And this is something that's been occurring, right?
Wow.
I can't get you.
I said this is the same thing that's been occurring.
Yes.
Are you spoken to him about it?
Every moment by moment. Don't do things that you look back and say, I hate Adaino in my matter. I hate Adaino, but you keep doing it. Let me do it. And then you just, I will not do it.
Yeah. All right.
Thank
you for sharing.
Thank you so much.
And it's a good thing that you said, you know, because of your child,
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you for.
The question maybe where we are coming, you now ask. Did you remember what happened last time? Hmm. Did not sleep with us in the bed. When you wake up, I did not see you. I said, "Don't worry, don't worry. I will be fine."
Aww.
So all those things
could bring about you falling out of love with your partner.
That's right. Wow.
Thank you for sharing. The part she mentioned that the child noticed, that's the effect, that absence of love in a family, or even when there is a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. You might think that your children, or they are not seeing it, they're observing it. They are feeling it. They know much more than you think they do.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a pity that most of this, the misunderstanding or, you know, conflict that comes up is not something we can say we cannot have.
That's right.
We'll just try as much as possible not to make them know that we're having a misunderstanding, because mm-hmm. they would actually feel it. They know, they sense these things.
Don't just have it.
Don't have it?
It's almost impossible, but try not to show it, like you said. And then also, there's this mindset that people have stayed together for a long time, we'll be married for these years, that means they already understand
each other
and how things go, they love each other. No. In most cases, some people stay in places because they're enduring, and which is part of things you need to also pay attention to. Well, by the way, for those who are just joining us, you're listening to a family talk right here, like Nigeria's number one.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay,
yes.
Baby.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Chance
yes.
to life.
Oh, great to my have my. You. What's your name, please?
Yeah, this is Kunle from First Act.
Okay, right, great to have you, Kunle.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning,
Kunle.
Yeah, as for me, based on the matter of whether love dies or not, love dies. Yeah. As for me, there are three basic things
okay.
that if my wife does it, the love will die.
What are those three basic things?
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
The first one, if my wife cheats on me.
Okay.
And in fact, I won't be able to cope.
Okay.
So I will just charge myself.
All right. Yeah. So that means if she cheats on you and you don't even know, you are fine.
Sorry?
So that means if she cheats on you and you don't know, you are okay, you don't care.
As far as you're not aware.
If I'm not aware, but you know,
no.
Okay, what's the second thing? You said three things. So what's the second one?
Mm-hmm. The second one is if she involved in all this, maybe juju for whatever reason.
Okay.
I hate it.
Okay. All these
then
two.
The third one is stealing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Still
three things.
Okay.
No. I won't be able to cope.
Great. I think we should just take. Thank you so much. You made your point. You know, I don't understand which love is the love that dies.
Please, eh?
Does love? Okay.
Before we even let's just wait. Let's hear what Lagos has got to say.
Right.
Let's hear from them and share your experiences as well.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is James calling from Aja.
Hi, right. James. Good to have you.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay, my own opinion is love doesn't die.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a thin line between love and hate.
Yes.
So when we are faced, like in a relationship, husband and wife, when they are faced with challenges,
yeah,
there's a misunderstanding and anger's arising and all. We easily cross that line from love to hate. No, that's where we started saying things. I regret getting married to you.
Yeah.
I wish I never married you. You know, we started saying things and all. So it's for me, love never dies. It just.
We are sorry.
So sorry.
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 We'll never do it again.
Do you?
2 minutes before we take a trip to our newsroom. Apologies to the last caller who was making a point that on our topic today that has to do with whether love falls out. And then, you know, the absence of love in families, between couples specifically, and how it affects the children. And that's what we're looking at. We haven't touched so much on how it affects the children. A number of people have mentioned that, but we haven't really touched on it fully. We'll get into that in just a moment. But you know, don't you want to, when people say love dies, and I wonder, and then when one or two people say that when someone does something, they stop loving them, that means that love is questionable, don't you think so?
Exactly what I was about to say. Like, we hurt. I mean, if you believe in God, I'm not sure that you're 100% perfect.
Yes.
I don't want to believe that you have not hurt God one way or the other, mm-hmm. right? I'm not sure that you would tell me categorically that you're perfect and you've not done something to hurt a person, right? Mm. Now, that doesn't stop the person or even God from loving you. Mm. So why do you have to place conditions to you loving a person who is mere mortal just like you? Mm. Right?
Hmm.
I think that is where, you know, when you start adding conditions to your love, there is no way you can tell me you love a person. You don't love that person. You love your conditions. Those conditions are dear to you, that if it is hurt, you don't love anymore.
You know, addressing this one time, a lot of people would say that, hey, man, what doesn't work for me? What doesn't work for me? You know, it doesn't work for me. If it does this, if you do this, that's why I ask that question. What if you are not aware? Does that make it any different? Imagine, it's even worse for you to put yourself in that state where you say, what if you're not aware? And always remember that just because you caught someone doing something wrong today does not mean they have always been doing it.
That's right.
And just because you have not caught someone does not mean they have not been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know this, how would you not put condition? Because if you don't know, you don't know. I'm telling you, that is the truth.
Yeah.
So your love should not be based on what someone does or does not do. That's just my own opinion, because to keep my sanity sometimes, I don't bother myself on what has been done and what has not been done. Sha. That's me. Let's hear more from Lagos.
Yes, we want to hear from you this morning. Let's check your WhatsApp messages.
Okay, have a love
there. Tommy from Ikorodu says, what's up, Lagos? This talk this morning, I'm not married, but this kind of talk makes me fantasize marriage and also scared. Oh, scares me to the bones. Yes, it's very possible to fall out of love, because the only thing constant in life is change. People change. All right. Thank you, Tekes. Love you guys. Okay. We love you too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see now. I don't know. Okay. This person just dropped the message, like, you're angry. You just want to drop it. No name, nothing. And he says, if you do this thing where you have a problem with your partner, or what your partner did or does, you choose not to bring it up for discussion, then when your partner brings it up,
uh-huh.
you've done that they're not comfortable with, you go, you did this, you did that. Please stop it. I hate it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tie your mouth when you were supposed to complain? Now I want to say my own. You're bringing stuff up like it's supposed to negate the one that that's before us.
I can't relate.
It is you.
It's you.
It's you.
No.
Oh my God.
Read the message.
I'm
the
so
message.
Glad this person sent
Finish
this
the message.
Message. I will give you a very interesting gist that happened just yesterday. This is exactly what I think that this person is in our minds.
All right.
But let's go ahead quickly before.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He says, let's see. Now, I want to say my own. You're bringing it up. It's supposed to negate what we have in front of us. Sorry, but you waived your right to bring that up when you had the chance to. Yeah. That's
all right, great. So quickly, before we take the next set of messages, a number of let's bring you some updates of what's happening in the news. We hear that NNPC and Ipman urge Nigerians to stop panic buying petrol and insist that there are no plans to increase the petrol price. We also hear that Nigeria is set to receive almost 4 million vaccine doses tomorrow, even as the federal government is negotiating loans to start Lagos Calabar rail project. Yay! Now, President Muhammadu Buhari is set to perform a groundbreaking ceremony for the Eastern Rail Corridor on the 9th of March, 2021. FRSC warns against reckless driving as Third Mainland Bridge reopens. How come the thing open and then traffic on the Lagos? Okay. We heard that Lagos begins demolition of these illegal structures along Apapa Osho, the expressway. Lagos government extends work from the directive, work from home directive. For 4 weeks to all public servants from grade level 12 and below, okay? Zamfara government denies release of abducted schoolgirls as President Buhari vows incidents will be the last case of abduction. Amen. Convener, country first, that's a country first movement. Professor Chris Nwokobias warns Nigeria's educational system may face dire consequences with increasing abduction cases. We also hear the human rights lawyer Femi Falana says it is not a crime to call for the resignation of the president. And former president of the U.S., Donald Trump, hints that possible 2024 presidential election run. Okay, he won't come back. Manchester United manager berates referee for not awarding penalty of a 0-0 draw against Chelsea yesterday. That's in a penalty. Anyways, those are the stories. You get more at 12. It'll be more comprehensive and brought to you well-served at 12 o'clock. So back to our matter.
Okay. We have a few WhatsApp messages. Mm-hmm. But before we take that WhatsApp message, yeah, we read one earlier.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I mean, this person just called, just dropped this to complete.
As if he's talking to, go ahead.
No, something happened yesterday. For some reason, I don't know, my husband was giving me attitude. Like, he was just mute, giving me the silent treatment.
Okay.
You know, he was just, I don't know. I thought he was upset, and I was like, okay, what's going on? And I reached out, playing with him, like, yo, what's going on now? Why are you squeezing face for us? Start to do your face like a shiang bara catapult. Now, straight to your face.
Hey,
let's be all right. What's going on? And he says, nothing.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's happening now? Talk to me. Talk to mama.
Uh-huh.
He says, nothing. I said, okay, good, I'm fine. Don't give me attitude. If you refuse to tell me what's going on, don't give me attitude.
Mm.
And I went a bit about my business only for this morning.
Yep. Only for this morning. Okay, now.
Only for this morning.
What happened this morning?
Our brother in the Lord started pouring out things.
Yes.
Pouring out things. And I'm like,
I see they tied my mouth before.
Is this what is going on?
But let me ask you a
question. When I asked earlier, you refused to tell me that this was a matter.
Okay.
Am I a magician? Do you expect me to just notice, read your mind, and say, okay, this is the problem?
You know, guys, you listen to her now, you think as if it's different. I played that card. That's a card you play for. You play that particular silent treatment.
You don't have
more
than 10
times.
You should understand that I'm a woman.
Oh,
yes. Wait. Let me explain something to you. There are times the emotions are just there. There are times that, you know, our hormones are giving us, you know, issues. Like,
so I don't have a moon.
You don't. Let's not digress.
No, as a man.
But that's the issue on ground. I wanted you to just tell me at the point, at the time that, okay, this is what is happening. Babe, I don't like what you did this time.
Uh-huh.
Or, babe, I need to work better on this. Mm-hmm. I say, okay. Because I even came to you with the very sweet and, you know, I'm ready to hear from, so I can quickly change. Say, what did you do now? What did I do? Tell me so that I can work on it right now and then. And you're telling me nothing.
But the silent treatment is what silent treatment. I get that most times.
From who?
From you,
it's a lie. No, I'm very
that
vocal.
That you say.
Except I'm not in the mood to tell you that this is what
I'm angry about.
But me, you know me too well that if acid hurts, I will tell you straight up.
I don't keep it to,
except it's something that I know that in a short time, you're going to work on it. In a short time, it's not something that you deliberately did. You know, it's something that I should just give it a few time and it might be better. It might not be something that you did on purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't just talk about it, but it's something that is... I'd say it. You should know now.
Okay, great, guys. Thank you for that message. I don't know who sent the message, but
God bless you.
God bless
you. I'll be well with you.
So what's the lesson of all this thing now? The lesson is...
Talk your talk.
I see the heart. Talk your talk.
Talk your talk. Tell me. Don't wait.
For when the person is complaining about you, now say, that's how you too.
Yes.
That thing is annoying.
Don't point fingers.
It's very annoying.
Yeah.
Talk your time. Create your time and say, look for the best time.
Have conversations. I think that we've our time is really running out. Mm. And there's a lot to cover in this topic. There's a whole lot to share. There's a whole lot to... We haven't even touched the psychological effect on the children when they are living in a home devoid of love, where there's an absence of affection, how it actually does affect their mental health as children. This is something we also need to...
How it affects the financial status. Because you know the reason, I won't make money. I won't think of making money. You can't make money.
Yeah.
No, when you're angry already and all that.
Yes, we're still asking Lagos, does love die? And if you're falling out of love, what exactly can make you fall out of love?
Big
with
question.
The person who you've been loving for years.
You know, I love you, I love you, I love you. Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hi, what's up?
Yeah.
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have Soshebo on the line.
Hi, Soshebo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There are times that love grow cold.
Grow cold, okay.
Yes, there are times that love grow cold. So you have to revive it. You have to do things to keep it working.
That's
especially
right.
if it is in a marriage.
That's right.
Which is meant to last forever. So you have to rekindle it. And there are a lot of things that can make love grow cold. For example, if somebody is hiding something from the other.
Yeah.
Possibly not telling the truth.
Yes.
Or somebody is getting into an agreement that will be binding on the two. But one went to get that agreement either from a business partner or from, you know, the community. And then comes to tell the other after he has reached agreement with the community or such a business association or something. It can be disturbing.
Okay.
And so many other things. But for me, there is still a limit to where we can lock somebody to, like somebody texted before.
Okay.
There is a condition.
Okay.
The extent to which you can love. In fact, if I refer to the old book that we always live in the shape, the Bible.
Yeah.
It says we can let go of a marriage mate on the ground of sexual immorality. At Matthew 19, verse 9. Even God himself, there is an extent that you can love one and reach and then put a stop to the love. Yes.
Wow.
If after several warnings to all of us and we continue to do things that are not appropriate, God will stop his love over us.
Are you for real?
Yes, and the next thing will be destruction.
Wow. Okay.
People like the Boko Haram group and the rest, do you think God is happy with what they are doing or God loves them?
I think you've made your point. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for calling. All right. We have another call. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Good morning. What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
All right, Bamidele. Good to have you on the show.
Okay.
All right. Mm. You see, this love thing is a big deal.
Yes, it is.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little historian like that. You know, if you go into the history of love like that, in the old times, people mostly love themselves on what they can get. Like different kids, like me marrying an Hausa woman now. Say, okay, I'll get a cow for maybe power in our own state, in the West. And on like that. And people live together. They give birth. Okay, look at our parents, our grandparents. Most of these, our grandmothers, they are given to our forefathers as gifts. It doesn't matter whether they love them or not. So they can't even define what love means.
Okay.
Now, in recent ages, we start understanding love as regards... Some people understand this as regards influence and so many other things.
Yeah.
And some, essentially... They don't attach money or value, whether you go broke, for better, for worse, and those things. But nowadays, we need to look at what we call love and how we are defining
it. So you're trying to say there's a different definition in recent times.
Exactly.
A different definition of love in the olden days and a different definition of love right now.
It's growing. Look at the millennial love now.
Okay.
What is millennial love about? So there is a lot. And most people just think about love as it is intuitive, like it is instinctive. But love essentially is something that you need to even learn sometimes how to love people. So there are some factors in love, you know.
Okay.
There is forgiveness, there is charity, kindness,
that's
imagination,
that's
loyalty, patience, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So when those factors start declining or something is missing, like you can think about the only thing that always breaks marriage is selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been me time, but our time, you can't even just, I can't give my time to you. So everything goes into the selfishness. So when those things start declining, then it starts going off. This person is not loyal, is not committed, is not truthful, is not this, is not that.
And
but
that,
love in itself, as in the nature of love, love can never die.
Ah,
thank you.
You are blessed.
Exactly.
You're blessed. Right.
Yes. God bless you.
Thank you.
Up? Yes. Well said.
Well said. I mean, he just poured out my heart for me.
Uh-huh.
He just said it the way I have been trying to explain it to a few people. Love cannot die.
Okay. But so what dies is the fact that you have refused to acknowledge what caused the feeling in the first place that led to you. Because, you see, let me tell you what some skill
you've
is.
You've chosen to ignore what made you fall in love. You've chosen to ignore the decision you made to be in love and stay in love with a person.
Mm-hmm. You'd rather have that gist with somebody else than to talk to your partner, right? Just say, man, I don't know this babe. It doesn't help. I'm not a fan of going to talk about your partner to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan. I don't think it works.
Okay.
Because they'll just exploit you.
Yeah, there was a time in our marriage where, is there a call?
Yeah, it's a call.
Okay.
Before the time in the marriage.
Maybe. Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lego?
What's up?
I bet Collins, I'll not get long to shout this morning.
It's okay, fine.
It's fine.
That one is okay.
Love, as it were, never dies.
Okay.
Yeah. It's people's feelings that dwindle over time.
Uh-huh.
It's not love.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so what I understand this situation, you see, I read recently that we have over 4,000 pending divorce cases in Abuja court alone.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can imagine that. Was there no time those people were doing lovey-lovey? Was there no time when that guy could not sleep when he didn't see that bed?
Yeah, there was.
Was there no time when that babe could not sleep without talking to that guy at night? What happened along the line? It's people's feelings that dwindled. Not love, as it were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? And something they baffle me, Colin. Man, when we go to shout, say, the only reason for me why I would throw my wife away is when she cheats on me. Mm. We know they cheat.
Oh, aha.
Who throws us away?
Aha.
Excuse me. Who throws us away?
Oh,
we know they cheat. Let's not deceive ourselves. Come, forgiveness is divine. You can forgive any. Look, I've been married for 17 years. I've made it a point of duty that come what may.
Yeah.
Before God and man, myself and my wife had never had a quarrel overnight before without having to settle it before we sleep. Because I understand my elastic limit.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
At my age now, I'm hitting 50. You cannot take my blood pressure and they will start telling you this guy has high BP. I can't. I can't. So what I do, we have an issue, we iron it out. No, of course, attitudes might come in. Only what is it? Nothing. But I just make sure before we sleep, we resolve it.
Great.
So for people to say love dies, then we are deceiving ourselves.
All right.
Love does not die. People's feelings dwindle.
That's right. Out of
disappointment, out of despair, out of disbelief of what whoever has done to you and come what may. Love, as it were, if you look at that love, you will be able to forgive anything.
That's right.
Anything, I mean anything.
That's right.
What would my wife do? There was a time I could not sleep without talking to her at night when we were not married. So what would I now say I've gone wrong over the years?
Well
you
said.
Understand me?
Thank you. You made the point. Very valid one. Two last calls. I see they were just witches.
Wow.
Now. So more calls coming in. Let's hear more from Lagos. We'll certainly have a part two of this.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up? Let's talk.
What's your name, please?
Good morning. My name is Chigozie, calling from Agege.
Hi, Chigozie. Good to have you from Agege.
I've never married yet, but what I want to say about this is that you see the issue of things sparkling in different areas. You always beg people to think that love can die. Love never dies. It's only when you remove the attitude of a woman suspecting a husband or husband suspecting a wife, maybe something will happen.
Distrust.
So if they remove that attitude of suspecting each other, I think love will remain very strong.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Chigozie.
Okay. So Michael from VI says, what's up, Lagos? We can see your scream.
Yes.
Thank you for screaming. And he says, happy new month. The techers, happy new month to you.
Yeah.
He says, to me, love doesn't exist. Human beings can't fall in love.
Wow.
Good numbers of people are in relationship because of what they stand to achieve from the relationship, either in cash or in kind. My argument
is valid. Wow.
All right. Maybe that's the millennial love that, was talking about. I mean, people falling in love with themselves because of what they would get. I don't think that's a love that drives a marriage.
People have arguments. People have strong points to put up such an argument like that. Trust me. Maybe one of these days, there are a number of people that believe that love, that word, it's a love that's calm. Love doesn't exist. I'm telling you.
I know. I mean, we're hearing a lot of people say that.
And it's a problem to have many people, even if it's just one person that says it, it's a problem. Because for those who believe love exists, it becomes a problem because you can't live in a world where, you know, I think that's just the challenge. Different ideologies, different ways of believing, whether wrong or right.
Yeah.
You know, we just find the chaos out there is too much. It's too much. Relationships are going through a lot because of what people have come to believe. Does love die?
That's our question. What's up, Lagos? Olumide here. The romantic type of love can die. It is created between a couple. Once created, it needs to be cultivated and nurtured. If that doesn't happen, it atrophies and finally dies. Okay. More messages. Something from Gowon Esther says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. Hashtag Tekedimeji. True love doesn't exist. It can only get to a very low level. But once there is one third party somewhere looking to outlove any of the couple, love can die. Okay.
Once a third party doing what?
Trying to, you know,
to break in between. There will always be. There will always be people want to break in between. So are you saying others who have experienced love do not have people breaking in between them? No, they all.
All right, Big Mike from Okota says, love died when expectations are not being met and the same person is then expected to lower their standards and refuse to do so and maintains his principles even still. It's easier for the love to die faster in this scenario, especially if the other is consciously keeping a potential substitute.
Substitute.
All right, I mean,
there are so many. See, right now, it's just as if, which do you address? There are 1 billion and one thing that I've heard today that, like, oh boy, walk there. Walk there. I won't lie to you. There's a lot of work.
I wanted to share something earlier, and it's just, okay, firing. So, there was a point in our marriage where we were having this very, would I call it argument? We're always having. We're always having arguments. We were not, I don't know, we're always having arguments. And it was getting to that point where there was this built-up resentment. We were not smiling at each other. Our laugh, not the rich belle anymore. You know, it wasn't just so like it used to be. It wasn't fluid. And one day we just sat down and said, what is the matter, self? We had a conversation. I remember that day in the other room. We were just sitting. Not the other room, that the other room. We're just sitting and we had this conversation. And we wrote out our to-do.
Yeah.
Where Mr. A got it wrong. Mr. C got it wrong. And where Mrs. A got it wrong.
Yeah.
And we also wrote down what potentially we can do to get better. We wrote it down. I remember we put time and date to it and we both signed.
We signed, agreed.
We had an agreement. So I said, this is something we refer to. I say, hey, come on. See that thing
see
we
that
talked book about.
Yeah, yeah. You know the
crossover. You know the crossover.
Come on.
You know, there's a level of commitment to that.
Yeah. Bottom line, there must be deliberate efforts. You must take steps.
We can't say
to fix.
Yeah.
everything that is wrong about you. Once you, for once, said, say if you're lying, say if you just want light, mm-hmm. you won't bash.
And
because of bashing, you know, you don't shout, you know, I love you. You now reach to the point where you're supposed to prove the love, you can't prove it again. In that situation, it's already wrong. But if people naturally had this bonding and there's this thing, you are sure.
Yeah.
I pray about this thing now. This babe and my babe, I mean, this guy and my guy. Why are things going wrong? You might need to deliberately address those things, identify them, and agree.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, agree and then work towards it. No human being is perfect.
Exactly what I was about to say. We cannot say that.
It can't just work like that.
Exactly. You don't have misunderstandings. You don't have things that could make you potentially, you know, dwindle your feelings, just like what the other caller says. You see, love itself cannot die. But, you know, when you have the definition of love as an emotion, then you can think that love can die, because your emotion has the potential to wave.
Yeah.
You can be high. You can also be low.
Now you're happy.
That's what your emotions, I mean, that's what they do to you. So when you attach the meaning of love to emotions, it's possible that your love can dwindle because you have attached the meaning of love that you're having with your partner. You've defined it as your emotions. Now, when you define your love as a choice, it makes it easier for you to stay in love with that person. That's the way I see it.
Absolutely. It's got to be a choice. Trust a choice. Love is a choice. So before you make the choice, make sure you've made the choice.
Yes, and I mean, love is not just a word. It's not just an emotion, right? It's a choice.
Yeah.
It's a doing word. Yeah, it's an action word.
Love is doing.
It's
so what
giving.
Are you doing to make sure the love stay right?
Exactly.
Don't leave me. 3 more calls before we switch to Power Solutions. Guys, don't forget, this might just be the first part of the conversation. We'd have another, maybe.
Hello.
No bad, so make out my radio. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Test the line. Let's talk.
Yeah, this is Chuku from Badori.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chuku, let's talk.
Yeah, concerning this issue of love dying, you know, I got married like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And my wife had the first surgery, had the second surgery, and the second surgery being CS for my baby. My baby is about 8 months now. I remember telling Lagos through calling saying that I just become a dad this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I noticed that now I work from home and this woman goes to work. You know, we don't see each other, we barely see each other every time. So I try to do everything about her cook this morning. I was even cooking that. So I do everything so that when she comes, she can have that relax. She will not be scared of what she can do at home. She will not be ready for us to have conversation. Sometimes we'll talk to you, she falls asleep. I'm sure that I make everything so easy for her. So that I'm small her cash. You know, I can easily talk something without us or any circumstance. So I actually want to take the person at the time.
Wow.
So now, don't do that. I'm also here. What will you like to experience? I cannot get. So sometimes communication matters.
That's right.
Communication.
It's not just we talk a lot. Even anything that happens there, maybe she gives up and she starts shouting. And we talk. Before she gets to my know what and she will need so that she can relax. And we have the baby there too. So we adjust our communication level.
Yeah.
So that
fantastic.
She can
go.
Adjust. Communication.
Well done. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Absolutely. Well,
thank you
well
for
said.
Sharing.
Communication. What a way to end this. I mean, this is like the first part. We'll talk about how it affects children because it's very important.
Yeah.
And if you're out there, say, I'm not married. All this one, they're just coming. You're talking about marriage. It's not marriage. We're not talking about marriage. We're talking about... Do you know how powerful the family is in society? Maybe we should remind them of that.
It's a small unit.
Uh-huh.
But it's also the largest. We are all from a family.
That's
we
right.
all come from a certain... I mean, a small family. But yeah, we make up the society. So
yep.
As much as it's a small
unit,
it's also in the large sense, it makes up the society. Mm. That makes it a big deal.
Yep.
So whatever happens in the family, it affects the society.
That's right. So from this man and woman talk, we hear like this. Now from there, everything they start. Even the complaints you're having, talking about, oh, the government is government that. It could be from the other room. Anyways, guys, let's hang the boots for here for now.
We'll continue this conversation tomorrow.
Yep.
It's going to be more elaborate tomorrow. Yeah,
probably have a guest to speak.
That's right. I mean,
a psychologist.
Yes,
maybe?
Yes, okay. We would.
So that would be great, guys. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today. We made it.
We did. I mean, I want to say thank you to those who contributed. You shared your personal experience. It's a big deal for you to come on the radio and share your personal experience. How did thing get bite you on the inside? And I really, really do appreciate that. It's. I mean, not everybody has got the guts to do that. And you did. So we say thank you.
Thank you. This show is a journey. Please come along with us on this journey.
Absolutely.
Before we will not get to the end of January. Before we get to the point of this journey, in this journey, you find the changes that you look for, especially if you are really ready to make those positive changes in your relationship, in your life, in your marriage, in your family, in your society.
And that's what Family Talks is all about on Nigeria Info 99.3.
Thank you very much. Well, that's it. Her name is Andrea Adobe. And I'm Collins. Power Solutions comes up shortly. It'll be fun. God bless you.
God bless Nigeria.